Ó, clubezinho.
בכבוד.
מגיע פה מישהי. If we start today from the back, from Parashat Vayera, the Torah tells us that Avraham Avinu had Brit Milah, and he decided he wants to have guests. At that time, Avraham Avinu is 99 years old. There's no information that he wanted to do a chansar tochim before. The Torah introduces Avraham Avinu and says he had Brit Milah, and now he's looking outside, he wants to have guests. That's the first thing that we know about Avraham Avinu, that really what he wants, that how much he wants it. It's hot outside, on purpose, made a very hot day, and he's looking for guests. So it's like an emergency. The man is 99 years old, the third year of his Brit Milah, he was bleeding at the time, and he wants to have a guest. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided he's going to send three angels in the form of people to visit him. So when they approached him, he approached them, he tells them, why don't you come and sit down under my tree. And the first thing it says, somebody should bring water here. And the Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Avraham in those words, I swear in your life. Imagine. That's the first time that we find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I swear. And other times as well. And not in good occasions. But here Hashem said to Avraham, no, I swear in your life. Because what you did now, I will grant you children in the desert to have water. I'll grant you children to have water in Eretz Israel. And I will grant your children the Olam Haba, that when Mashiach will come, one of the signs of Mashiach, the water will pop out of earth. Yitzu Mayim Chayim Yerushalayim, Rabbi Zechariah says. And they will go, part of them, to Yam HaMelech. I mean, that's a disaster. I want to share with you. I was last week in Israel with a helicopter around Yam HaMelech, and the pilot shows us, you know, the whole Yam HaMelech from the air. You see, he says, you see, Yam HaMelech used to be all the way up to the road. Now shrinks. Look at it from upstairs. You see, became even, I don't know, maybe 10% less what it used to be. So Navi tells us, you should know, Navi tells us, and Mashiach will come, water will come, gush out of Yerushalayim, and part of that water will go to the Dead Sea, to Yam HaMelech. And it's all because Avraham gave water, and said, somebody should bring water for the guests. He says, what this has to do with this? It's because Avraham Avinu gave guests water. So therefore Hashem is going to give us water in the desert, and Hashem will give us water in Eretz Israel. Moshe Rabbeinu describes Eretz Israel. He says, I know the Talmud, Yotzim Bavikah Uvahar, there's a lot of water that's going to be there in Israel, go to Israel. I says, when Moshe Rabbeinu tells me this, also I says, really, but okay, again, at that time, maybe that it meant, at that time, I'm Israel worried, maybe.
come to Israel, not going to have water is going to be a drought, going to be a famine, I don't know. But it's, of course, it's not with the Torah. Torah is not a Torah for 5 years, or for 20 years, or for 100 years. I said, but Moshe said, you can have a lot of water. I said, Hashem said it. Hashem said, I swear to your life, to Abraham, Chayecha, I'm telling you because of what you did. So what's the big deal? So you get water, so what do we do? Then also, in the same parasha, they come to Lot. Torah says also the same thing. They should wash. Lot tells the angels when they came to Sodom, says, wash your feet. Obviously, it's not the same reason the Gemara says. Abraham had one reason, but the Torah emphasizes about washing the feet. Of course, an explanation. I don't know why it's so simple. People didn't have shoes. Sure, people had shoes. You think people who walked on the street in the desert without shoes? Why? Gemara says they had shoes. Master Kadosh Baruch Hu made shoes for Israel when they left Egypt. What is the washing feet for? Why to emphasize it? You have to wash it. Avraham Avinu, the Gemara says another reason, we'll see later. But Lot also tells them the same thing, wash your feet. Come inside and wash your feet. Listen, then Parshat Vayera, Torah tells us something that Chachamim made if you don't read on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is a very, very important day, of course. So the paragraph that Chachamim told us to read on Rosh Hashanah starts that Hashem remembered Sarah. So the Gemara that Sarah Hashem remembered her on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah Tkeda, Sarah, Rachel. Okay, fine. So we start the paragraph about Yitzchak's birth. Okay. Then the Torah goes on and talks about Avimelech. Avimelech came to Avraham Avinu and I told him, listen, we'd like to have a treaty with you. And Avraham Avinu gives him a speech. He tells him, how come you slaves stole one of my wells? Ochiach Avraham et Avimelech, Radot et Abair, Asher Gazlu, Avdei Avimelech. So he gave him a speech, you know? Of course it's true. But the first question is, why the Torah has to tell us this? And the second thing is, what is the reason that we have to read this in Rosh Hashanah? We should read this nonsense. It's Torah, yeah. But for us, it's nothing. It's an argument or dialogue between Abraham and Avimelech. He came. It's not the Shana. It's not the missing that we don't have enough psukim in the Torah that we're looking to find more sentences. Why are you reading the Shana? For what? And then the Torah tells us, well, Avimelech said, I didn't know. Of course, the liar. I said, I didn't know. This stuff from Yudovel. Of course, well, it was a very important thing. I was last week. Abraham Kaminsky told me to go over there. It's the place next to Be'er Sheva, where Avraham Avinu used to live. It's called Yad Sheva. I don't remember the name. Went over there. So it's a resort. And over there, before you go in, there's a well over there. The depth of the well is 70 meters, about 240 feet down. You look over there inside. I don't know if Abraham Avinu dug it or not, I don't know. It's important, I'm just saying it's not important. Of course, it's important. Well. But the Torah makes it like Abraham Avinu is giving Musar to Abimelech. Why you people stole my well? And then Abimelech said, no, the Torah will tell you that's what we read in Rosh Hashanah, that's what we read 2 weeks ago, Parshat Vayera. And says, well, Abimelech, and then Abraham said, well, we can answer this, it's my well, and I'll prove to you it's my well. Yeah, finished. Right after that, the Torah says, Vayta Ishu Be'er Sheva. Abraham Avinu decided to make a motel with a restaurant.
in Be'er Sheva. He called this place the place of God. So what this has to do with it? Just had the argument with Abimelech, and then he decided he's going to build a so-called a center. He's building a center, so who cares about this? Why does the Torah tell us this? For what? Again, that's the power of the Rosh Hashanah. This is Parashat Vayera. Let's think of Parashat Chayei Sarah. Torah tells Avraham to send Eliezer to find the shidduch for Yitzchak. He tells him, go to my family's house. He goes to the well. He goes to the well and he sends the well. And he tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he prays, I'm standing here, the girl is going to come now. I'm going to ask her for some water, and she will offer some water for my camels. So that's the girl, and here she comes, and the whole story, what we read last week. He says, excuse me, what did Avraham tell you? Avraham told you to go to the house, right? He says, he told him, go to my family. So, by the way, the Gemara says, that after Akedat Yitzchak, that's the end of Parashat Vayera, but you got Avraham Lemor. Avraham Avinu heard that Sarah's sister, Milcah, also gave birth. Also, she couldn't have children. Finally, she had children. And then, she had Betuel, and Betuel had Rivka. Says the Gemara, Beruach HaKodesh Hashem Tov HaKadosh told Avraham Avinu at Akedat Yitzchak, you know, from your family over there in Aram Naharaim, in Haran, in Syria, and the baby girl Rivka, she is for Yitzchak. Avraham Avinu knew it. He doesn't tell it to Eliezer. He says, Eliezer, you go to my family, okay? He put Ways, he put Nachor, Betuel, and you go over there. You knock on the door, and it says, I'm Avraham's slave, and I'm here him to talk to you about the Shidduch. Instead, Torah says he goes to the well with the camels, he packs the camels at the well, and he prays to Hashem, and tells him, listen, the girl's going to come, and he says, excuse me, I don't understand. This is not what Avraham told you. Avraham told you to go over there and get to the family. But when this is standing over there at the well, and you tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the girl should come, which girl, what girl? You have instruction to go to the family. Go to the family. Why are you staying at the well? It's very nice. You pray to Hashem. It's very nice. But it's not what the mission was. The mission, Avraham told you to go to the family. Gemara says, besides, it was wrong what he did. He says, what happened if the girl would come and would offer water to his camels and the girl is crippled. The girl is not from a good family. How did he come back to Avraham Avinu? Avraham Avinu told you to go to the family, get from the family. He knows about Rivka already. He just didn't tell him. No, he's standing over there in prison. The amazing thing is, after what happened in the well, he comes to the house, and he repeats the story, and Lavan and Betuel said, Mehashem yatzar davar, it's from Hashem. He did not believe in Hashem. He did not believe in God, these people. They do Avodah Zarah, they have Avodah Zarah in the house. And this stranger, never saw this guy. That's the first time they see him. There's no FaceTime, there's no Facebook, there's no nothing. Somebody arrived over there, says, I am Eliezer, you have a passport? No passport. You have a driver license? No driver license. A social security card? Nothing. Who are you? He says, I am Avraham. You're not Avraham, you're fake, you're not Avraham, you're not nothing. You went to the well and you tell me such a story, you pray to your God, I don't believe in your God. And you went and you took my daughter and you gave my daughter an earring on, put on the nose and two bracelets. And you say, Aret Mekudeshet Leitzchak ben Avraham in Eretz Yisrael. You got 10 people over there. You said the bracha. The Gemara said, you said the bracha. Eliezer took wine out of his bag. He poured into his cup. And said, Sabri Maranan, excuse me. I don't understand you. It's my daughter. And he was the king of Aram Betuel. It wasn't just, a beggar. You engage my girl to someone that nobody knows. She doesn't know nothing. She's 3 years old. And you come and tell me you want to take her to her son. And she said, yeah, Mashem said about. How is it possible such a thing? You tell it to somebody, says it's a whole toy. It's a shekel. It's a shekel. Impossible. No, it doesn't make sense. It's impossible such a thing to happen. Impossible. This is partial. This week's parasha, again in the well. Again. Story is with the well. It was a famine in Eretz Israel. Yitzhak went. He was on the way to Egypt. Hashem said, don't go to Egypt, stay in Grar. It's next to Ashkelon. It's around this area. He stays over there and he's very successful. He's making a lot of money and fortune. And then the king Avimelech, I don't know if he's the same guy or not, because Avimelech is not a name. Avimelech is a title. It's like a Caesar, like a king. And again, the people said they want to do business only with Yitzchak, and he said, get out of this country, we're jealous at you. They left. Yitzchak left. So they came back. Yitzchak left. So the Torah tells us his slaves, his servants, dug a well. Stories. As the Torah tells us, I think, look, Avraham Avinu had few wells. Avraham Avinu gave names to the wells. Interesting. Why do you have to have a name? I don't know, for business wise. I don't know why. The Torah says, next to the well was a sign owned by Avraham ben Terach and has that name. He had few of them. Says the Torah in the text that after Avraham Avinu died, the Plishtim came and they filled them with soil, sand. Filled them up. Sitmum Plishtim. So Yitzchak is digging, and the Torah emphasizes he calls them the same names that Abraham called them. So what's the difference? What does it mean? Call them the same name. What's the name of it? You own the well, you own the well. No. He's going to own the well, he's going to have the same name Abraham Avinu had on this, on his wells. The Torah tells you, he dug one well, and then the Plishtim came, and they stole it from him. They said, it's our well. He dug another one. And then they dug a third one, and they didn't come anymore. The text in the Torah says, what's the significance of it? What the Torah wants from you? Chachamim tell us the following. But Hashem tells Avraham Avinu, Mashiach will come, water will gush out of the ground. Part of it will go to Yam HaMelech. A part will go to the other side. I says, what's the significance? What is the grant that Hashem tells Avraham Avinu? That's going to happen. So Mashiach will come. As is one of the signs of Mashiach is water gushing out. By the way, the Chachamim say, you know, but there's no water. It's a sign that Mashiach is further. I heard that somebody asked Rav Kook in Tveria when Mashiach is going to come. So he said, when the Kinet is going to be full, Mashiach is going to come. And last year, it's almost, I think it was missing a little bit. And one time the Kinet was full, but it wasn't full just because of the winds. I said, but the Kinet is going to be full. And then they're going to open up the dome. And the water will go down to Yam HaMelech through the Jordan, then Mashiach will come. That's what Kook said. I said, of course, who has Ruach HaKodesh is a major tzaddik. What's the idea? The idea is what Hashem told Avraham Avinu. Mashiach will come, water will come out of Yerushalayim. A lot of water will come out of Yerushalayim. The Chachamim tell us the significance of the water is the Geula, is the Mashiach. It says, the Torah starts, Bereshit bara Elokim l'shamayim et ha'aretz. It says, Hashem created the world. It says, one thing Hashem created before this world was water. After the whole galaxy was full of water, then Hashem created earth. And then eventually the sky, what you call the Rakia. But the first thing Hashem created was water. And the Torah says, so, what's the situation in the world right now? The whole world, the whole galaxy full of water. The Torah says, Ruach Elokim lechef tapnei amayim. And it says, the Ruach Elokim, the wind of Hashem, flies over the water. So the Gemara says, what is this? He's flying over the water. What is this flying over the water? So the Gemara says, זה רוחו של משיח. It's כיסא הכבוד. It means Hashem is a chair, of course, a spiritual chair. Flies over the water. And what's inside it on the chair? The wind of the soul of the Mashiach. And this is a sign that Mashiach is going to come with what, with the concept of water. And the Chachamim tell us what the secret of the water. HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Monday decided to have earth. And Hashem decided to split the water. Because the whole galaxy is full of water. So Hashem said, part of the water should go down, and it's the ocean, and part will stay up. So the Gemara says, Hashem told the water, go down. Go down. The Gemara says, the water said, don't go down. You don't want to go down. The Gemara says, the water of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we want to be close to you. We don't want to go downstairs. Right now, all the water are connected. Hashem is going to separate the water. And part of the water will be downstairs. He said, they're not going to go down. And Hashem had to scream at them. And the so-called Hashem had to kick them if we may say such a thing. And they went downstairs. But even when they went downstairs, Hashem tried to comfort them and compromise with them. Hashem told them, listen, it's going to be Beit HaMikdash. And Beit HaMikdash on Chag HaSukkot is one of the things going to be Nisuch HaMayim. In Chag HaSukkot, the Kohanim used to come next to the altar and used to go to the Shiloach and draw some water from the Shiloach and then pour it on the altar. The altar was like was a little cup. Like a ticket on the altar, and they used to pour the water. And this was really called Simcha Bet HaShoeva. They used to sing and dance on Sukkot for the whole Sukkot. It's called Simcha Bet HaShoeva. I said, what happened? We went to the Shiloach over there in Yerushalayim in the Matkor Ir David, and we drew some water. But I says, what is this all about? And I says, I tell you what this is. It's much more than that. And it says, but they used to be, when they used to do this job, people used to get Ruach HaKodesh. I said, no, not really. Gemara says, this is Eliyahu's son, this is the baby Eliyahu revived, Yonah. And he came to Beit HaMikdash, he was a regular person. He came to Beit HaMikdash on Sukkot, while they were doing this, called Nisuch HaMayim, pouring the water on the altar, he became a Navi. Became a Navi. Then Hashem spoke to him and sent him to Nineveh. And said, what happened? He met Beit HaMikdash while they were pouring the water. And Chachamim tell us what it means like this. There's a few things in the Torah, in the Halacha, that you have to have a spring. A mikveh is not enough. They must have a spring. I say, for example, a person is Zahm, for example. Man. For the red cow, you need to have water only from a spring. You can't, even mikveh is not good. You get to me, it's called Mayim Chaim, spring. What a spring means, the water would come out from earth. That's how you can have it's called Mechata, the water of the red cow. You must have it. I said, what's the significance of that water? If somebody has shalom, is a special sickness called Zahm. He cannot be pure unless he goes to dip himself in a spring water. Mikveh is not going to do anything to him. At least he needs a spring water. I said, something metzora. Hashem, somebody has sarat in the time of Beit HaMikdash, after somebody has sarat, had those white spots. And even though that he doesn't have the white spots, still he has to go to a process to purify himself. And he cannot be pure unless they're going to take some water from a spring and sprinkle on him. Has to be water from a spring. It is for certain so-called deep impurity, you need to have spring water. So what's the difference? What difference does it make? Spring water or rain water? Mikveh is good.
No. Certain things you must have it. Only three things, what I just mentioned.
And the reason Chachamim tell us is like this, because the water have such intensity, they want to go and praise Hashem. When Hashem made water, Hashem injected into the water some kind of a power, a kind of energy. The water want, they want to be close to Hashem. That's the secret of the mikveh. That the person goes into the mikveh, it becomes a whole, is because the water in the mikveh is connected to the so-called to reserve water. The reserve water that came from Shamayim, of course, rain water, they only come down, but they want to go up. They want to go back up. They don't want to stay. The Gemara says, the power of the rain is, the Gemara says, that every drop that comes from the rain on earth, two drops come from earth towards upstairs. The water downstairs feel, the so-called the friends, the colleague, they're coming from Shamayim. They love it so much to be in Shamayim. When they come down, so-called, they act like, we want to go up. We want to go up. The Gemara says the reason for that is because the water, when Hashem created them, the purpose when Hashem created the water, that the water should sink to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whatever it means. But the purpose Hashem created first water, and the whole galaxy was full of water, is because Hashem wanted the water to sink. That's what we say Friday night. We call it Marim Adirim, the Mizmor 93 in Tehillim, about the water, singing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kol Hashem al HaMayim, Mizmor Chavtei, Mizmor David, we say Friday night. The purpose of the water was to get close to Hashem, to sing to Hashem. That's why Hashem made first the whole galaxy full of water. And that's why Hashem so-called put his chair on the water, and then Nishmat HaMashiach, Ruach HaMashiach is on the chair. Because this is the goal. The goal is to be close to Hashem, to sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the concept of the water. And that's what the water, what they want all the time. They want to go back. They want to go back. And Hashem pushed them down. And they don't want to go down. And the spring water, that is so, the power of the spring water, but in certain things we need only spring water, is because the spring water, they want to go up. They want to go up. It's called a spring. Usually a spring means that all of a sudden comes out of the ground. You say, where are you going? What happened? Why are they coming up? Because they don't want to be down. They want to be up. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu made. And here come Chachamim and say, look, HaKadosh Baruch Hu with his mercy. Unless it's in the Torah, it's in the Torah, in the text like this. And you go back to Parashat Vayera, have a Milah, Hebrit Milah. Okay? Hebrit Milah, now only he wants to have Achnasat Orchim. There's no information before he had Achnasat Orchim. But now he's inside him so much that three strangers came to his house. He wants to do the best thing for them. He says he wants to slaughter for them bulls and give them tongue with mustard and everything. He says, what is it all about? Did he ever do it? Probably, I don't know. There's no information I can say. But Torah never mentioned this before. I never mentioned this after. Such a thing to do for three strangers. And let's Chachamim say, is because just he had Brit Milah, that's what Brit Milah does to you. That you can become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And after he had Brit Milah, that's what in this hot weather, he stands outside. He sits outside, I'm sorry, and he wants to have gas. And says, because of Nasat Orachim, the Gemara says, it's more than Shekhinah. More. As much as the water wants to be next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, more important is Achnasat Orchim. Whatever the secrets are in Achnasat Orchim, to bring a guest to your house. Gemara says, look, the three guests came, and Hashem was visiting Abraham middle of time. And said, Abraham told Hashem, listen, can you wait, please? You have to take care of the guests. At least, who knows how many hours, the Gemara says, Hashem waited and waited and waited, till Abraham went and he slaughtered the bulls, and the one bull went away, until Abraham caught him, and he slaughtered it, and he made for them food, and slaughtered them, and cooked for them, and Sarah is trying to make bread for them. He says, it takes hours. In the meantime, Hashem is waiting. And after the guest leaves, then Hashem speaks to Abraham and says, listen, Abraham, I want to talk to you about Sodom. He says, what Hashem was doing the whole time? Hashem was waiting. So Gemara says, Hashem was waiting the whole time, and Abraham saw the cloud. It's not that Hashem went and came back to visit him. So Gemara says, Varei Alav Hashem, Hashem arrived, and Abraham saw Hashem. And all of a sudden, he saw the guests, he left Hashem seated. Can you imagine? You have a guest, somebody important comes to your house, they visit you, and you have three Mishulachim come at the door, and this important guest, who can be the President of the United States? He sits over there, tells me, listen, can you excuse me? He says, excuse you from what? I said, I have to take care of the Mishulachim. He says, okay, fine, take it for him. You'll give them a dollar. No, he did, it's going to go, he's slaughtered them bulls and everything. And he says, the guy's waiting. He says, from this you see, Echnasat Orchim is greater. What it means is, Echnasat Orchim, you get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it means. That's how important Satochim is. And let's, after Avraham Avinu had great milah, he understood how important it is to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He didn't understand it before because he never had milah. Of course, he believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the water, want to be so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and all the demons want to go down, and then they only want to go back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The rain want to go back. And every time the rain, it rains, from downstairs, the Gemara says, one drop, so cold, causes two drops to come up to try to come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And ever the Torah will tell you the secret of that concept, being close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the water. This wasn't the main. Digging a well to find water is the biggest thing. Because it's the same concept of the water is going to come gushing out from earth when Mashiach will come. Same idea. Because the water is not just a symbol, this is a cause for redemption. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu made it this way, that water should come up from the ground, it means they want to be close to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the Torah will tell you, look, the first episode of the Torah will tell you, that's why we read in Rosh Hashanah this. Because Rosh Hashanah is, according to one Chacham, Mashiach should come on Rosh Hashanah. Even other Chachamim, they don't say that, but they say it's preparation for Mashiach on Rosh Hashanah. Chachamim you should read the paragraph in the Torah that talks about a well. What is this? Avraham Avinu gives a lecture. Musa to Abimelech, why you slaves stole my well? What means stole your well? What means stole well? Because the Gemara says, next to the water, next to the well, you get Ruach HaKodesh. The Gemara tells us, usually in Chutzlatz, you don't have Ruach HaKodesh. You can be a Navi. But next to water, you could. You could be a Navi. Like Yecheskel, the Gemara says. Yecheskel Navi, says the first chapter in Yecheskel. Yecheskel said, I was next to the river, Kvar, and I saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I said, you saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The first chapter of Yecheskel, we read in the Haftarah, Chag HaShavuot, he describes what's going on in Shamayim. I said, where did you get this vision? Atzad Eretz Yisrael, the Gemara says, Atzad Eretz Yisrael, you cannot have this vision. This is Nevuah, prophecy. I said, how did he get this? I says, because he was next to the water. I says, what has to do with water? Because water is a symbol of the Shekhinah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kol Hashem al Amayim. I says, because water is a sign of the Shekhinah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, when there is a drought, there is no water, it means there is no Shekhinah. It means the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very far from you, from the people, from earth. This is what the Gemara says. It was a drought, it's right. It was famine, drought. It says, what it means? It means Hashem is far away from you. That's what the Torah tells us. From Avinu Levelech, what is his business? He stole my well. It's not the well. It's not the well. It's the water that Avinu dug down very deep, you know, in order for to so called to open up earth for the water to come up. So when the water comes up, it's a sign the Shekhinah comes. That's why the three halachot about the person that is Zav or Metzorah, or to make this special water to purify people, it became Tameh, it's called Mechata, the red cow, must have water from a spring. Why? Because the spring water has a tremendous energy, because they want to go back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is like the original water that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. And therefore the Torah tells us that Rabbi Melech is giving a lecture to Rabbi, I'm sorry, Abraham giving a lecture to Rabbi Melech, says, what is this business? You stole the well. You know, doesn't care so much about the well. But it means if the well is under Abraham Avinu, and Abraham Avinu had this covenant when he dug it, that he wants water to come up. Not because just he needed water for his animals. And then the Gemara says what happened over there. This argument, Abraham Avinu told the Melech will make a test. You see, here we have 7 sheep, and he brings you 7 sheep. I bring them next to the well over here. Let's see if your sheep will drink the water, or my sheep will drink the water. If your sheep will drink the water, it means this is your work. If my sheep will drink the water, it's mine. He says, what's the idea behind it? The Gemara says, a few occasions in the Gemara, let Chachamim and their own animals, the animals had inside themselves an energy of the Chacham. The Gemara says, for example, a donkey of Pinchas ben Yair. Somebody stole a donkey. And the donkey didn't eat by the thief. After he didn't eat by the thief, he released it. And the donkey came back to Pinchas ben Yair. Pinchas ben Yair told the Talmidim, you know why she came back? She didn't eat for a few days. Why she didn't eat? Because it was not kosher for her, the food, but it wasn't maser. Or the Gemara tells us another story. One Chacham sold his cow to a goy. It came Shabbat, the goy wanted to walk with the cow. The cow said, I'm not walking. He didn't go. So the goy went back to the Chacham and told the Chacham, he sold me something, she's lazy, she doesn't want to walk. He said, no. When did you want to walk? She said, Shabbat. And on Shabbat she didn't walk because she didn't walk with me. So he went to the cow and he told the cow, listen, while you were mine, then you didn't have to, you weren't allowed to walk on Shabbat. But now I saw it to go, you're allowed to walk on Shabbat. And then Goy heard it, and he became one of Tanaim, a friend of Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yochanan ben Torata. I said, Abraham Avinu tells Avimelech, listen, look, I'm going to bring my own sheep over here to the well, and you're going to bring your sheep. Let's see whose sheep will drink the water. I said, what's the big deal? You see, your sheep will not drink the water. Because the water of the well, the I dug, is not just because it's mine. Because the purpose of the well is for the Shekhinah. It is to bring the energy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is in the water. But you are going, you don't believe in Hashem. They won't drink the water. It's like Moses said, this will happen. And Abimelech, so-called, excused himself. And told Abimelech, I'm sorry. I see you right. I see this is your well, it's not my well. The next pasuk in the Torah, it says, Avinu built a center, a motel with food, hatnasat orchim, major hatnasat orchim. And what happened? I says, Avinu got the idea that the whole thing is being close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so he's going to bring people close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, like the water, want to be close to Hashem, and this is the purpose of the well. And you want to be close to Hashem, then Avinu opened up this center. And the Gemara Yerushalmi said, the people used to come and eat, and Avraham Avinu used to convert them. They converted on the spot. They said, yeah, we believe in Hashem, whatever the conversion means those days. But the idea is, the water is a tool to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. אני מקיים נס בפרשה של שרה, אבל אני אומר את זה לאיזה, you go to my family, go to my family, and get a girl, get a girl. אבל איזה נו, what's the people over there in Aram, Naram, in Haran. All the עבודה זרה, all the עבודה זרה. What do you mean go get a girl? What do you mean go get a girl? You need to get a girl that Hashem will send the girl. I don't care what the woman told me. I'm not going to the house. The house is full of avodah zarah. The Torah tells you. Eliezer came, and then Laban comes to him and says, listen, come. I clean the house from avodah zarah. The Gemara says, there's a liar. He says, they came to the house. The Gemara did not, the camera did not want to go inside the house. The whole house was full of statues. So maybe Eliezer is going to go to the house, knock on the door, and say, listen, I am here in the mission to get a girl. I'm not going over there. I'm not going to the house, and I cannot risk. If I really should marry somebody from this family. He said, where are you going to go? He said, I'm going to go to the well. He's going to go to the well. The Shekhinah is at the well. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is next to the water. That's why he prays to Hashem. He says, Hashem, the girl should come up and she will offer water to me and to my camels. That's the girl. That's the girl. I said, what is this? No. He says, I need a girl to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that, the Gemara says, is the first day the Tifa came to draw water from the well of it. As is that just a concept that what you want? David HaMelech says, Vani kevat Elokim nitov. I just want to be close to Hashem. What do you get it? He says, I get it from the first water that Hashem created. So redemption, says the Gemara says, has to do only with that thing, with water. And after the Gemara says, look, Avraham Avinu, when the three guests came, he says, let's get some water, wash the feet. Of course, the Gemara says, Avraham Avinu had this idea because at the time people used to bow down to dust. And they had dust on the feet. Again, I don't understand how come they didn't have shoes, but they came to Lord. Of course, they didn't care about Avodah Zarah so much. But the secret is, he didn't tell him to wash hands, only feet. Ari says, the Kohanim and Bet HaMikdash had to wash hands and feet. Ari says, okay, we wash our hands. Ari says, right now, Ari says, our time, we don't have the power to get the Tuma out of our feet. The Gemara says, the major part of people is the feet. The Gemara says, the feet are responsible for the person's life. How do the Chachamim say, part of the Chachamim say that the person, Hashem decided which place he's going to be to give his neshama back. If he won't be at that place, he'll never die. But Satan arranges it, the person should go someplace, and he's going to die over there. The thing is, go to this hospital, that hospital, this place. You move him to that place, that's exactly the place he died. If you not have moved him over there, he wouldn't have died. So Shlomo HaMelech says it. Shlomo HaMelech says, the feet of the people, the person is very, very, very important factor in his lifetime. David HaMelech says, I train my feet. At every morning, that my feet takes me to Bet Knesset. I thought in the morning I'm going to my office and my feet took me to Bet Knesset. The man says the feet are very important. So Ari says that's why the Kohanim had to wash the feet. You had to wash the feet in Bet Midrash, and if you don't wash your feet, you die. I says the secret is the feet gets you closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore the Lot says, Wash your feet. So if that's what you want, to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what you have in mind, that you say, bring some water for those guests to wash their feet. And of course, it's the same idea, because Abraham said, maybe they believe in dust, and dust is Avodah Zarah. It means you want them to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You don't want them to have dust. Hashem said, Abraham, I swear in your life, that your children will have water in Eretz Israel, will have water in the desert, will have water when Mashiach will come, because the idea is to be close to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, this week's parasha is the same idea. Yitzchak dug well. He dug well. And when he dug the well, he gave the names that Avraham Avinu gave. Because the names that Avraham Avinu gave, we don't know the names. This is the name of redemption, the name of Yeshua. That the water should come up. It means the water want to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the war on creation. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu pushed them aside. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu made earth, there was no water inside. The earth was just a little ball, expanded, closed ball. Now we have inside the ball water. I said, how do you get water? Hashem pushed water inside the ball. Yitzchak Avinu dug wells. And that's what the Torah tells you. That he named them the same names that Avraham Avinu had. The Pishtim, they're just opposite of us. They want just to fill up the wells because they don't believe in Hashem. So the Torah tells us they filled up the wells. Yitzchak Avinu wants to dig it. They don't let him. It says the water is a factor of bringing the Yeshua to Am Yisrael. That's the power of the mikveh. That's the power of washing hands and feet. Because this is the power of the water, because the water is the concept that they want to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let Chachamim say, before Mashiach will come, you see miracles with water. Because the water is not a dead entity. It's live entity to show us how much we have to try to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what Ari says, it's how important mikveh is. How important it is to wash hands. Because it shows how important it is for Hashem that you be close to Him. The Gemara says, Shlomo HaMelech invented washing hands. Before Shlomo HaMelech, people didn't wash hands. Only Kohanim used to wash hands. But people never wash hands. The Gemara says Hashem was very happy. Hashem revealed the secret about washing hands. The Gemara says always you should try, your hands should be clean. You wash your hands. Your hands should be pure. Because it shows how close you want to be to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's when the Torah tells us the whole story. About water, in the desert, water, Be'er Miriam. And say, what's the water? Well, it's a sign of being close to Kadosh Baruch Hu, to Mashiach Rabbeinu.
So that was 7 to